You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm the host of the show. And in the show, we always have two parts, in which the first part is a talk, and the second part is a shamanic healing meditation, aiming at getting you out of your obsession, so to speak, with everything you perceive. But just what you know. If you look well, you might observe that you just exist, that you just are. And that within your state of being, thoughts arise, the physical universe arises, feelings arise, everything arises for you within your state of being. And as soon as something arises for us, in general, we get into it with our attention. Once we get into that with our attention, we become it. Or you could say, we start perceiving life from that angle. If I just am. And being is very open, it's very undefined. And within my being, I observe an angry thought. When I get into that thought will develop into a little story. And that little story will become my little story. Because by giving it attention, you become it. First, I observe the angry thought. Then, when I get into it, I become angry. So my identity shifts. And once I have this angry identity, I observe everything as annoying, as irritating. And of course, I will approach it in that way. And, well, I think I might get a reaction which confirms that. All day long, we're caught up in these sort of circles. And if you look inside of yourself, with very little effort, you can see that you are none of the things that appear. Because you were there before the angry thought came. You were still there after the thought was gone. So, it appears within you, within the space that you are. That's all the thing with inner peace and harmony and people trying to do things for it. You cannot do something to make inner peace. You are inner peace. And the only thing is, in general in life, we are much more interested in, well, to all the other things which, in general, disturb our peace. It is as if we are totally obsessed and hypnotized by everything we perceive. And one of the hardest things is this inner monologue, telling you all the time what everything is in relation to you. Telling you this is good, this is bad, it should be such, it should be so. It's defining your reality, telling you what it is. But all these definitions stem from your very early childhood. It's the stuff that your parents told you. This is called your upbringing. They showed you what the world is and how to relate to it. And if you look at men in general, you can say all your opinions, all your views of life, all your definitions are formed by your parents, by the time frame you live in. Maybe you have clearly a different set of values as 200 years ago. And it is very much defined by the culture you come from. Here in the West, we have a totally different culture as in the East, which will give us a different angle on life, will give us a different definition on life. We will give different importance to different things. But everything we experience on the inside is always from that angle we've been taught. Because we came to this world, we didn't know anything. Our parents had to show us, this is this, this is that, you should treat this like in this way, you should treat that in such way. They told you, and society told you. They formed your definitions. And there's nothing wrong with that, except for the fact that, well, we seem to believe they are our definitions, which they are not. It's just something they told you. And because they were the first ones to tell you and they said it in a convincing way, you took that as truth. But is that true? That's why I always give this silly example. that I can find my neighbor an annoying man, and that his wife loves him. So it doesn't say too much about reality or the neighbor. It says something about, well, his wife and me, about how we look at life. And everything we hear on the inside is always from this angle which got created in our early childhood. Everything you say to yourself on the inside is always acknowledging that point of view. And I think that's the reason why the universe, your world, appears to you in a similar way all the time. Because you look in the same way. With the ritual we will perform later on, you know, what's the idea is, well, all these things, just watch now, how many times your attention gets captured by whatever comes along. And all these things form our perception. When I get into an angry thought, I will react angry to the world. The world will react to that. It will acknowledge it. All day long, we're caught up in thousands of these circles. We cannot see what is. We can see our interpretation of what is, which is not necessarily the same. If you go out in the morning to buy a bread, and you go to the bakery, and you are in a very, very bad mood, I think you might not like the baker so much. If you go there one morning and you're in love, you will experience that man in a very different way. So how life is for us depends on how we look at it. Not how life is, it is still the baker. But how we look at him makes him a nice guy or not a nice guy. And that will also define our approach to this guy. And his reaction as well. So that is all these circles in which we are caught up all day long. And it happens before we even noticed it. Even in this talk, which has been now going on for just over 7 minutes, I'm fairly sure that you have thought about 25 other things. You dreamed away, you had a thought left, you had an impression such and such. All day long, no matter what we do, a very big part of our attention is focused on something entirely different. On something which has nothing to do with our actual situation. Because I can be sitting here, which is my life, right here, right now, this is where I am. And I might dream about another place, another time, another person, another circumstance. But the fact is, life is here, right here where I am, exactly there, nowhere else. The rest is in my imagination. And the more of your attention is right here, right now, exactly where you are, the more complete you can experience what is here. You know, it's like sitting in a room and you keep with your two hands, you keep your eyes almost covered, so you just have a very small hole to look through. And if you look through that, you see a very small room. And if you want to experience more of the room, you don't have to change the room. As I said, you don't have to change being or consciousness or something. No, that's just the room. The only thing you can do is to open up, is to take these hands away from the eyes. And then clearly, you will see different things in the room. It didn't mean they were not there. No, they were there. The only thing is we couldn't see them because we looked only in a certain way. And when this changes, and this is what all this work is aiming for, is to get you out of your involvement. Because involvement is looking in a certain way. When I'm angry, I look at life in a very, very narrow angle. Or I look through a very narrow hole. And all this work is about experiencing life as open as possible. As it is. And not necessarily as we experience it. Because how we experience it is very often defined by our programs. And the less you're hooked up with your programs, the more space there is within your life, within the way you experience it, in the way you express it. as I said, if I keep my hands over my eyes, I can't see much possibility in the room. There might be thousands of possibilities. I can't see it. So the only thing you have to do in this work, and as I said, that's exactly what the ritual I'm going to perform is focused on, or everything we do is focused on, is just getting these hands out of the way. Because the rest is here. In essence, you are that peace, you are that openness, you are that harmony. It's not something you can do for or can create or can develop or whatever idea you might have about it. No, it's what you are. You don't have to develop that. No, it's what you are. The only thing is, we have to lose our obsession with all the things that we observe all the time. Because us being observed, obsessed, makes that we lose ourselves in all the things we perceive. And as long as we lose ourselves in the things will determine our experience of life. And in that sense, you could say we are the slaves of what we perceive. Not necessarily because that's true, no, it's like that because we treat it like that. We put ourselves in the position of the slave. Because by getting into an angry thought, I give this thought power over me, because it will determine the way I perceive life. And the funny thing is, everything in life wants attention. Everything. Outside of you and inside of you. Everything is screaming for your attention. Because what you give attention comes to life. So giving attention to these multitude of thoughts, impressions, opinions, dreams, they all come to life about 20 every minute. That's quite confusion, don't you think so? I think you will have more clarity, more harmony, and more peace in your life if you get a little bit of control over this mechanism. And you do that by controlling your attention, of course. Because what you give attention comes to life. So, the most simple thing you can do, and many, many traditions work with exactly the same principle, shift your attention from everything you tell yourself to body perception. Use your body as an anchor for your attention. Because otherwise your attention will go with anything that pops up in you. And instead of giving attention to all these thoughts, all this meaning, all this questioning, you give attention to, for instance, feeling your feet on the ground. Not because that's so interesting, because it's not. And it shouldn't be. It's meant to withdraw your attention from all the things we think as are so important. But that's my guess, you know, we are so busy with it. I think we must say a thing that all these things that appear to us are extremely interesting. And we get fascinated. So you can use your body perception to withdraw your attention from all the things that fascinate you. And if you really try to do that, very soon you will see that you also exist in a very different space of being. Very, very, very pleasant. At the same time. And at the same time you can be in identification. It's also the same thing. So in a way it's up to you. Because what you give attention unfolds. Unfolds within your universe. And we are a sort of co-creators from the world. Because in a way you could say, like I said before, you know, if you pay attention now, you can observe that you just exist. And that everything arises within your existence. You can, I guess, clearly see that now if you look inside. You know? And the thing is, you have to find a way to create a happy world. Because it's your world. Your world appears to you. Within you. So in a way you're responsible for your world. And I think how you experience the world is exactly a reflection of your attitude towards the world. And I think if you're not so obsessed by all the things that mainly appear on the inside, our opinions, our thoughts, our feelings, etc., you come in a more open space. And you can let everything much more be as it is, instead of that it has to be as you want it to be, as you expect it to be. Because we are responsible for our own world. So, I would strongly advise to create a happy world. And you do that by being loving to your world. Not towards yourself, no, towards your world. To be helpful towards your world. Because within that attitude, you will start to discover the same things in the world. Because in that sense, the world is a reflection of you. And I think the key to all these things is mainly attention. And the more you get grip on this mechanism of where your attention is flowing in, the more you can find yourself back as the piece that you already are. You know, there's nothing special there. It's what you are, only you seem to forget all the time. So you need simple things to remind you. To remind you of yourself in a way. That's why many of these methods are called self-remembrance. Because we forget ourselves when we are angry. We're just angry. We forget we are this openness in which we observe anger. And so all the time has to do with attention. And has to do with identity. And the less identified you are with the things that appear, the more free you are, the more possibilities you are, the more harmonious you are, and the more beauty you create in the universe around you, in your world. And I think that's worth giving a try, especially in these times. Because how you experience the world is a reflection of your own attitude. Can't be different. So try to make it beautiful. You do that with your own attitude. If you're loving towards the world, not towards yourself, but towards the world is loving. You are the secret. Your attention is the secret. All right. Then I think it's now time for our weekly ritual. I thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. And I hope you're back again next week. Okay. Have a good time.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M. Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.